Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Most COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available in our area. Madison County, Illinois plans a mass vaccination clinic today at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville. You still have to pre-register. St. Clair County expects to administer nearly 7,000 doses this week. The St. Louis County Council may vote tonight on funds for the Powerplex Youth Sports Complex in Hazelwood. Council members delayed a vote last week. $6 million from hotel taxes was earmarked for the project in 2018. Several council members raised concerns developers had not secured other sources of funding. They also worry about the viability of the Powerplex, given the economic downturn because of the pandemic. The $54 million plan would turn the old St. Louis Outlet Mall into a youth sports complex. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, a mild start to what will become the warmest day since before Christmas. Expect mostly sunny skies and a light breeze with temps this morning, quickly climbing into the 50s and afternoon highs in the low to mid 60s. Clouds will increase tonight with temps falling to near 40. The rest of the week, we'll see temperatures return to normal with a mix of clouds and sunshine each day.